This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well now, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your black living room. And we would like to express our greetings to each of you and as well our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your black living room and to interact and to share with each of you. And once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the opportunity to be involved in what we refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this evening, or indeed with that portion that you might refer to as your higher self or that spot of consciousness that you are. And once again, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that telepathic exchange, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is the information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And as well, once again, you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent. And that opportunity most certainly does exist for each of you. But as always, once again, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we continuously express to you over and over that this reality that you exist in is an illusionary, although significant, but nonetheless illusionary reality that is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. You as individuals involved in societies and in turn involved in a total human consciousness hold a variety of beliefs and belief systems that are expressed and experienced in your so-called awakened conscious state. Your creations that validate the belief systems. Your creations that validate the choices and decisions that you make. Belief systems, once again, that are held individually and societally and in your human consciousness. The human consciousness belief systems are belief systems that are very difficult for you to change as an individual. Not impossible, but very difficult, because you choose to make it difficult. You choose to participate and to validate and to sustain that human consciousness belief system. And you, as individuals, are each connected. You are one. While you are individuals, absolutely, you are nonetheless one. The paradox is that as individuals, you are not separated. It is a human consciousness. Each of you is connected to each of the other. This illusion that you exist in is, once again, your creation and a validation of your belief systems. And it's illusionary from the point of view of your so-called spark of consciousness or subconsciousness, higher self, whatever terminology you wish to utilize to explain that spark of consciousness that you are that exists within each of you. And that spark of consciousness exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. And it is inherent, if you wish, in each and every individual in your entire universe. Each of you are involved in and are that energy that is responsible for the creation and sustaining of this reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so once again, the paradox is while you are separate entities, you are nonetheless one, existing throughout your entire universe. And as such, the so-called human consciousness belief system that you experience and that are a large part of your creation process are belief systems that each of you at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality agree to participate in and to sustain and to validate. And once again, while there are many individuals who have the opportunity to step outside of various portions of that human consciousness belief system, nonetheless, if you exist within this vibrational level, you agree to participate in and to sustain that human consciousness belief system that once again is expressed in the form of an energy that's responsible for the creation of the reality that you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And at that level of your consciousness from which you create this reality and sustain the reality, you enter into, once again, these human consciousness belief systems from an area, if you wish, that is very difficult for you to access in your awakened consciousness state. And yet you agree to participate. And there's a human consciousness, the entities involved in and participating in your creation process have agreed, if you wish, to alter the energy that exists within your vibrational level. In the year of 1987, if you wish to utilize your so-called beliefs in time and space, the human consciousness agreed to alter the makeup of the energy that exists within each and every atom of your entire universe, which is the human conscious level of the belief systems that you agree to and participate in. An alteration of the energy that would allow you to have more of an ability to have an influence upon your reality from a awakened consciousness state. It's not that you're going to begin to create this reality in a different manner, absolutely not. The reality that you experience will still be a validation of the beliefs that you hold. It's just that if you choose to participate, you shall have, and for any are already experiencing, the possibilities to influence your reality to a greater extent than was previously possible from your awakened consciousness state. While many entities in your so-called awakened consciousness state would desire and express the desire to not believe consciously and to participate in such a belief system consciously, nonetheless, once again, at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, and at the level of consciousness from which you agree to participate in the creation of this reality, and the level of consciousness from which you agree to participate in the human consciousness belief system, each entity in your vibrational level has agreed to allow, if you wish, and to facilitate that alteration of the energy that makes up your vibrational level. And there's a greed at that level, once again, from which you participate in the human consciousness, the deep systems, to have that opportunity, should you choose to be involved at a human consciousness level, to influence your reality in a manner that, while it was possible to experience in your so-called past, nonetheless was very difficult. And so you, as a human consciousness and as entities involved in this vibrational level, are finalizing and entering into the very final stages of that transference of energy, that alteration. And while it may to many seem almost incomprehensible, for some that experience and that ability to experience the change in the energy of your vibrational level, will be possible to experience, if you wish, from your awakened consciousness state. There are entities who will, in their awakened consciousness state, and who presently in your so-called awakened consciousness state, are experiencing the alteration of that energy, are experiencing the possibilities of reality creation in a manner that has not been readily available in your so-called past. This human consciousness alteration of the energy, once again, is nearing its completion. Many of your so-called prophets, if you wish, that existed in your so-called past, have expressed the hypothesis that your existence in this vibrational level will cease in the year of 2012. It's not that your existence will cease to be in this vibrational level, but rather that as a result of the alteration of the energy, it will become very difficult, in fact, what you might call very near impossible, to predict your future. You see, in your past, your so-called past, and we utilize these terminology of past and present and future to facilitate your belief in time and space. It becomes very difficult to grasp the concept that it's all in the now. And it allows you to give a linear explanation and understanding of this process. It's expressed in a concept of a passage of time. So the passage of time utilizes and incorporates the belief system in time and space, and it utilizes and incorporates the belief system in some type of evolution where you can see where you have progressed from one point to another, although that evolution not necessarily in a physical manner but expressed more in an evolution of your so-called spiritual or energy or expression of your belief systems in your creation process. And so in your so-called past, many of the belief systems that you chose and brought into a particular incarnational period were put in place in what we refer to as the between incarnational period. At that level of consciousness, when you choose what it is are possibilities for you to experience in a particular incarnational period or lifetime. And in your so-called past, many of those incarnational periods were primarily put in place through belief systems that were chosen in your so-called altered states of consciousness, with very little impact or impression or very little activity, if you wish, of attempting to alter that reality from an awakened consciousness state. And in that so-called time period in your past, when those belief systems were in place, it was quite easy for someone who had the capacity to intuitively tap into one's belief systems to predict what would occur in your so-called future, not only in that particular incarnational period, but because you exist in the now, in that these lifetimes, if you wish, are occurring simultaneously. It was also possible for these so-called prophets to predict, if you wish, what might occur in your so-called future, realities that were being experienced in another so-called vibration, in your vibrational level. Another dimension, if you wish, of this reality that you experience that's occurring in the now. And so these prophets who had that capacity in what you might refer to as an intuitive ability to tap into belief systems could also, to a certain extent, predict the future quite accurately based upon belief systems that were already put in place in being experienced in other areas of your multidimensional fraction of the personality that you are. However, when that attempt was reaching this time period, if you wish, and we hesitate to use that terminology, but nonetheless, once again, it gives you the ability to grasp some type of concept of the explanation. In that time period of the year of 2012, it became very difficult to predict your future. Because you see, at that point, as you choose, as a human consciousness, to alter the energy that makes up your vibrational level, you also put in place the opportunity to influence the reality and to influence your belief systems from an awakened consciousness state. That while it was possible to experience in your so-called past was very difficult. And so when your so-called predictions reach this end of the so-called time frame of 2012, suddenly predicting the future becomes impossible, or at least very, very difficult, because it can only be based upon belief systems that are held, particularly at the human consciousness level, that are not influenced and have the capacity or potential to change from your so-called awake consciousness level. And so predicting your future becomes very, very difficult. We have continuously suggested that we hesitate to give predictions, because predictions can be altered based upon your belief systems. If you alter your belief system, you alter your reality. And as you alter your reality, then the prediction loses its validity. Once again, in your so-called past, your prophets, your people who had that capacity to intuitively see what the belief systems were that were held by the human consciousness level, many times were quite accurate in predicting what you refer to as your future, even many times predicting, once again, based upon your belief in time and space, predictions that occurred many generations later. It's not so difficult to understand the possibility of that type of prediction when you can grasp the concept that it all occurs in the now. That those realities are all being experienced, if you wish, simultaneously or in the now. And it becomes very difficult as well to give you an accurate explanation of what it is to experience creating realities without the limitations of time and space, human consciousness belief systems that you all agree to participate in and to experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state, but you experience to various limited degrees in other altered states of your consciousness. When you enter into your meditative state, and your dream state, and then this time and space illusionary reality does not have the same significance that it does in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality, time and space are almost non-existent. And yet, once again, it's a human consciousness belief system that when you experience it in your awakened consciousness state, helps to give you the impression that you're not in control, that you have a future that you can't control, and that you have a past that's set in stone. The irony of it is that it's not that way at all. That's only what you experience and believe in your awakened consciousness state. So as you enter into that new age and new energy, prediction of your future becomes very, very difficult. You are already, throughout your earth system, experiencing great changes based upon individuals' ability to comprehend that if they believe it, they can achieve it and accomplish it. Areas that have been realities that were experienced almost as if the entities involved in that creation and that societal creation of reality were operating without the belief that they were in control of their own reality. And you can see that changing. And it will, if you continue to hold the belief systems, be even more prevalent in your so-called future. When entities begin to grasp that concept in their awakened consciousness state, that by altering their beliefs, they can alter their reality. The human consciousness belief systems still have an effect upon the reality creation process. And once again, this belief at the human consciousness level that you are altering the reality energy creation process in your awakened consciousness state is one that is held by every entity existing within your vibrational level, whether they accept it in their awakened consciousness state or not. It's like at the human consciousness level, you hold the belief system that it's necessary for you to breathe in order to continue to exist. Now there are those entities who would go to great lengths to show that they don't need to breathe in order to exist, but even that has its limitations. Because it's a human consciousness belief system. It's only necessary because you believe it's necessary. And once again, in a human consciousness belief system, it's very difficult to step outside of it. It's like the belief in time and space. It's very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to step outside of that belief system. It's very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to experience realities that you are participating in other incarnational periods, and yet in altered states of consciousness that's entirely possible for each of you. It's within your capacity to experience those other realities that you are participating in. If you were to alter those human consciousness belief systems, if you were to exist without the limitations that you agreed to participate in, then you would not continue to exist in this vibrational level. You would choose to leave. For it would no longer have the impact of the illusion that you're not in control. It would no longer give you that opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings, which is why you exist in this vibrational level. You're not here to learn anything unless, of course, you choose to believe that. You're not here to have any type of particular experience unless, of course, you believe that that's why you're here. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And the reality you experience is simply an expression and validation of the beliefs that you hold without exception. Without exception. beliefs that you hold at your subconscious level, beliefs that you hold at the societal level, and the individual beliefs that each of you hold. And once again, those beliefs that are the human conscious level are beliefs that are embedded within the very energy that comprises your vibrational level. And each of you are involved in and are a part of that energy. You are all one, and yet you are all separate. You are all that is, and yet you are nothing. Very difficult concept to grasp. And yet if you are all that is, then you must also be nothing, for that is part of all that is. It's a paradox that you cannot escape. You are separate individuals, and yet you are one. Each of you exists within each and every atom of your entire universe. And in order for that to be, then you must be one. You are all of the same energy, and yet you are individuals. You all agree to participate in, to validate and to sustain the human conscious level belief system, and to a certain extent societal belief systems. And of course you have your, once again, individual or personal belief systems, the most easy beliefs for you to change, and the ones that you will, in your so-called new age and new energy, have the most success at altering and experiencing conscious creation process through the alteration of your individual or personal belief system. And once again, you are already experiencing in your so-called earth systems alterations of realities when societies begin to accept that they have the capacity to alter their reality by altering their belief systems. And as well, to a certain extent, you are experiencing changes in your earth system as a result, once again, of human consciousness belief systems that you are influencing from your awakened consciousness state. Even though you have a difficulty accepting the responsibility for those experiences, for those alterations of your earth systems, it's an illusion. It's your creation. It's a validation of your belief systems. It's an illusion. You can change it if you wish, or you can perpetuate it if you wish. It's your creation. There's not some entity out there that's influencing your reality. There's not a series of guides or angels that are coming along and saying, well, we think it's time to change this, or we think you should have this experience, or we think this society is ready for some type of change. Absolutely not. It's individuals existing within your vibrational level making the choices to alter their belief systems, and as a result of the alteration of that belief system, reality is being experienced to validate the belief system. Change the belief, you change your reality. It's that simple. It's an illusion. Doesn't mean it's insignificant. Doesn't mean that it's not important. You see, once again, that's some of the difficulties of trying to give an explanation through the utilization of a vocabulary. For illusionary usually means something that's not real. It means something that's not important if it's an illusion. It means like it's a trick of lights. And yet this is an illusion that you experience. It is the most illusionary reality that you will exist in. And yet it has significance, absolutely. It's a unique vibrational level with a unique creation experience. You as entities existing within your vibrational level are experiencing intense ranges of emotions and feelings that are not possible to experience in other vibrational levels when you understand at all levels of your consciousness that you are in complete control of the creation process. We've used the analogy many times. It's like going into a theater. You see a projection upon the screen, and you understand that it is simply a projection of lights upon the screen, and it is someone's interpretation of an event that is occurring. And in that particular expression, time and space quite often are illusionary. You can, for example, exist within a theater presentation that may last for 45 or 60 minutes, and yet in that time period it may cover several years in the portraying of that in particular illusionary reality. And you understand that it's an illusion. And it invokes certain emotions and feelings. And you, while you are experiencing that, certainly can go through an intense range of emotions and feelings, from the very high to the very low, from being very joyous to being very sad. And yet when you leave the theater, you look back upon it and say, well, it was just an illusion. It wasn't real. And you see, when you understand at all levels of your consciousness that the reality that you are experiencing is simply a validation of your belief systems, it's like the projection upon the screen that you experience within the theatre, then the intense range of emotions and feelings is not as nearly as possible as what it is when you experience your reality in your so-called awakened consciousness state, when you put in place the limitations of the understanding of who and what you truly are, and you put in place these so-called human consciousness belief systems, you put in place the veil that limits your capacity to understand that it's possible for you to create, not only possible, but that you are responsible for and do create the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And as a result of that type of creation with its limitations, your reality is much more real from your awakened consciousness state. When you walk out of that theater and it's raining and you feel discomfort, that's real. You may have, while you were in the theater, had a similar experience, but it didn't have the physical intensity of what you experience when you walk out of the theater. For that's real. That's real. And yet for some, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, the intensity of the emotions and feelings varies depending upon the particular beliefs that you hold and the experiences that you're involved in the creation process of. You can, for example, be involved in a creation process where there are several people experiencing the same event, and yet as a result of the belief systems that they hold, the perception of what they are experiencing can be entirely different. And for some, that event may be very joyous and a very positive type of emotion, if you wish, and very intense. And yet for another who holds a different belief system, the emotions can be exactly the opposite. Exactly the same event, different interpretations and different emotions experienced by individuals, because it's a validation of the belief that they hold, and those beliefs can be different in various individuals. Not only can, but frequently are different. And so as you enter into this so-called new age and new energy, it's a belief system, once again, that's put in place at the level of your consciousness from which you agree to participate in and to validate and to sustain the human consciousness belief systems. From the level of consciousness from which you put in place, validate and sustain the veil, the energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And it's at that level of consciousness that you have agreed to alter the energy that's responsible for this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And then once again, as a result of that alteration, to have the capacity in a manner which has been very difficult in your so-called past to consciously influence the reality, to consciously grasp what it is that you hold as a belief system or a belief, and to alter that belief or belief system. And as a result of that alteration, to alter the reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And once again, as a result of that alteration, you will experience more and more societal changes where societal belief systems are much easier to alter his will. And as a result of that alteration, I experience entire, many times, seemingly, upheavals and less than desirable alterations of the entities involved in the creation of that society. Once again, it becomes very difficult to predict your future, because you as entities are having the capacity which has been very difficult in your so-called past to influence those realities to all of the various levels, particularly your individual and secondly your societal belief systems, so that you can consciously influence your reality, consciously alter your belief system. And as a result, once again, of altering your belief systems, you alter your reality. And you have but to look once again throughout your world's activities to witness that particular alteration of societal belief systems being carried out, and the influence that it's having upon your entire reality, your entire vibrational level. For many entities, those experiences, once again, are negative experiences. And yet within that society, with the same activities, the same creation process going on, there are multitudes of entities who are experiencing very positive and what they believe to be very liberating and enlightening experiences. The same circumstances, the same creation process, but different interpretations, different emotions and feelings being felt by various factions of that society. You're also beginning to experience in your so-called earth systems this capacity to consciously grasp the concept that you are all one, and that the impact of societal and human consciousness belief systems are being felt throughout your entire vibrational level in a manner which has not been possible, or at least has been very, very difficult to experience in your so-called past. But as a result, once again, of the alteration of the energy that makes up your vibrational level, that each of you has agreed to participate in. Those experiences are not only becoming possibilities, but are becoming realities in your so-called awakened consciousness state. We would suggest that it's important to understand that you are all that is. There is not an entity existing, not only in this vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what any entity is existing within your vibrational level. And that it includes and refers to each of you. You are all that is. You create your reality without exception. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It is really that simple. It really is. And that you are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You don't have to progress to any level of accomplishment or enlightenment. You are already there. You may choose to hide from it, and for some they choose to hide perhaps more than others, but nonetheless, you're only hiding from it. You cannot be separated from who and what you truly are. You cannot be separated from your spirituality. You are the God you search for, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. The rest is illusionary. Although it has significance, it is illusionary. And if you can remember that it's illusionary, and if you can grasp the concept that it's possible for you to create your reality and influence your reality from a conscious state in a manner that has been very difficult for you to experience in your past, then you can, throughout these alterations and seemingly for many negative changes in your earth system, experience what you refer to as positive emotions and positive experiences. The choice is yours. It's not something that's being inflicted upon you. It's not something that's being influenced by any entities outside of your vibrational level. It is a validation of the beliefs you hold. If you don't like your reality, alter your beliefs, and you will alter the reality. It's really that simple. You create your reality as a validation of your belief systems. You are all that is, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is illusionary. All the rest is within your grasp to alter, without exception. Now, once again, we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time that you offer us this opportunity, we would bid you farewell with love and good speech.